Well, you were mentioning swaying the opinions of Trump supporters and how this is really going to have no effect. But you mentioned something to me about an expose in Sunday's Washington Post. What was that all about?
So the Washington Post reporter, one of these same reporters that was involved in the Roy Moore story, that won the Pulitzer Prize for finding the women that were allegedly sexually harassed by Roy Moore when he was in his 30s, she's been in Alabama apparently ever since. And she spent a few Sundays in Luverne, Alabama, which is one of these towns between Montgomery and the beach. If you head down 331, she went to a church, and, you know, obviously a Southern Baptist church in rural Alabama is very heavily pro-Trump, let's say.
Right.
And her idea, I guess, was to find out why these people continue to support Donald Trump, even though he violates the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery, and just get in, figure this enigma out. So she went into this place, and I thought she was kind of unfair to some of the people there, kind of painted them as these simpletons, these hypocritical simpletons that apply a double standard to Donald Trump compared to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And the bigger point of that is these national reporters just don't understand the connection to Donald Trump and his followers or his supporters. They look at Donald Trump as not the guy, this moral figurehead. They look at him more of a guy that's going to protect the right to practice a religion, that's not going to, you know, interfere with these transgender bathrooms or mandatory birth control health care requirements or, you know, whatever it may be. They look at that the last 8 years is sort of infringing on their right to practice their religion. And even though Trump's no saint, he's not going to be that guy. He's going to defend their right to practice their religion. And that's always been a connection. It's never been Trump's morality. It's been his style and what he was willing to do on the government policy front.
Right. It's, and here's what they don't understand is in the big picture, in a lot of cases, it's not that people want the government to change things up in their direction. They just want government to leave stuff alone, quit changing stuff. And that's what they don't get, because they come from a place where government is God. They're not going to be able to live the American dream unless government intervenes, and nothing will work right unless government has full control over it. So that's the disconnect. And they've got this, what seems to be this disdain for Southern Christian people, where they look at them as less than, for whatever reason.
Right. They look at them like, you dumb rednecks.
Right.
Why don't you just see things the way we see them, and you'll be so much more, you'll be so much better off. You know, this guy Trump, he's not what he says he is. You just got to listen to us and trust us, and then trust us on everything else, every other government policy that we want to force down your throats. Just trust us. We're smarter. We know things, and we can explain this all to you, and your lives will be better. And that, I mean, that's just where they really miss it. They don't get that part of it, that people don't want to hear that. And that's, it's insulting, it's demeaning. And it really, you know, it just reflects poorly on what they're trying, the way they perceive just your average Southerner.
Now, talking about that Washington Post article, you've got an analysis of that in a Yellowhammer piece that you just put out, right?
Yeah, so yeah, just it's worth a read. It's kind of like why they're wrong. And why, I don't know, this is not the first time this has been tried. You know, if you watch Morning Joe or any of these shows, they just harp on Trump's base and why they're wrong about supporting Trump, and this is just a small part of it.
Yeah, I'll post that to article so people can find it. Real quick, before we let you go, the governor's race, it seems to be centered around one topic right now, and that's a debate.
Yeah, and that's not going. I mean, I see what Walt Maddox is trying to do. He's trying to get Kay Ivey onto the debate stage with him. That's going to be what he's going to try to draw a lot of attention to. But I think he's the only polling I've seen, he's pulling in the high 20s. There's no reason for Kay Ivey to debate Walt Maddox. Walt Maddox needs to win some more voters over and get within striking range, and then I think maybe you could negotiate a debate with Kay Ivey. But until then, it's not going to happen.
I mean, I thought Kay Ivey would need to debate during the primaries, but after seeing the results and seeing her blow everybody out of the water and all she had to do was kick back for the most part, there's definitely no reason to get out there and try to debate Walt Maddox, or, you know, really even campaign that hard. Just keep doing what you're doing.
You're not going to get elected governor in this state by saying the other person won't debate me. So until Wapmatic figures that out, it's going to be playing catch up. And if I were advising the Wapmatic campaign, and they're definitely not listening to Jeff Poore, Breitbart News, but if I were to say, you need to start winning Republican voters over and doing some of those things. But they just don't seem to be willing to really win anybody over, but just claim to be the victim of not being able to get a debate.
I mean, what if Wapmatic does win and he comes out and he says, you know what, first of all, I want to thank Breitbart and I want to thank Jeff Poore for giving me my game plan. And helping me get to this point.
And it happened right here on the show.
I would probably not be allowed back in the state of Alabama.
That's true.
Or at least in some quarters of Alabama.
We're still working on kicking all the Doug Jones people out of the state. So, you know, it'd be a while at least. You get to stay for a little longer. All right, Jeff. Well, we appreciate it as always, man. We'll keep in touch, and we'll talk to you again next week, my brother.
All right. Thanks for having me on.